This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
The second coming of Mick McCarthy as Republic of Ireland manager begins in Gibraltar this weekend, and we've been building up to it on the second Captain's World Service, asking the questions, can that big Mick energy...
I love that one. That's good.
...drive us all the way to Euro 2020. But as ever, it's events off the field that have been dominating the headlines. We spent the week analysing the story of John Delaney and his €100,000 loan. And of course, our absent friend continues to hover over this squad, England's Declan Rice.
Yeah, you can't describe it, to be honest. Just a straight smile.
Yeah,
you just couldn't believe it. I was ill the day that last week that the squad got announced.
Yeah.
And my dad come home, and you know, he was we was watching the TV, and obviously it come up that I was in the squad, and you know, that feeling bursting with pride.
I can imagine.
Yeah, you can't believe it. It's everything you've wanted to work for as a kid, and you know, it's come true. So yeah, the call-up's probably one of the best feelings you're ever going
to
feel.
Just want to ask you off the back of the call-up, I mean, obviously the decision to opt to play for England over the Republic of Ireland, obviously that's a serious decision that you probably thought about a lot. Talk us through it.
Yeah, you know, really tough decision. I think everyone knows my situation with the Republic of Ireland. I've obviously played there in the youth set-ups, but you know, I had to make a decision that, you know, that was best for me. As you can hear, I am English, you know. Yeah. I am from England. And it was really good playing for Ireland. You know, now I'm just looking forward to the future and pulling on the England shirt, and you know, I just think I've just got to look forward now and forget about the past.
Well, not everyone's forgotten about the past.
No, I mean, it was a dream come true, he said. You know, what an unforgettable moment. So good that he decided to relive his international debut call-up again.
Yeah, it's bigger than the actual career that you end up having at international level. It's just the call-up. That's what it's all about. This little interview did not go down too well with David Snaid of the Irish Daily Mail, who was in with us today.
The young fella makes me so angry. Right?
What's he doing?
It's all right, Dave. That statement he came out with, the one he put out on Twitter about... talking about dual eligibility.
The initial one when he declared.
And it was great and all. And you just knew it wasn't written by him, right? But the stuff, that video with the England Twitter account.
I am English.
I swear to God, if I had not just upgraded my phone, I would have flung it.
Why? What's wrong with... he's playing for England now.
Whitewashing is horrible. I'm genuinely, and I was joking a little bit, I'm actually a bit genuinely angry, because this is a young fella who talks about crying at the Irish national anthem, how proud it was for him to be playing for Ireland.
That was.
Saying to us, oh, it's crap, I'm not going to be having a conversation with Gareth Southgate, I'm Irish, all the rest of it. And, I'm sorry, but a fucking load of bollocks. And it's so annoying, because there's lads like Jack Warren who would give their right arm to play for Ireland.
We calmed David down, and then we explored that topic at great length. But then he got angry. It was good. It was good stuff. It's good podcasting.
Just when you thought he had calmed himself down again.
Yeah. The big question in the GA at the moment is, are the Dubs doomed in their bid for 5 in a row? The league form has been pretty abysmal, but Ken's not worried.
Just playing a bit of possum mound. We've taken note of all the
the wailing and gnashing of teeth that was done around the country. And so we're just going to...
Oh, you're working the narrative, right?
Play that a little bit. A little bit of the old Kaiser Soze. we'll see what happens in the championship. But, you know, at least this time it shouldn't be, you know, just this wailing chorus of misery saying, oh, nobody has a chance. Well, you see you got a chance. It's a wounded animal. You've got the smell of blood in your nostrils. And now let's see. Now let's play some ball.
That is a theory. Dublin will be popular All-Ireland five-in-a-row champions.
Well,
love it, Ken.
Five-star dubs.
Yeah, five-star
dubs. Famous five. Number five is alive.
To be honest, so right? I mean, whether your theory is true or not.
Well, it is. It's
right. I'm all so, in. I'm all in. Because, Lord knows, we need some excitement around the place.
One Sam Maguire to hang on each of the five lamps.
A scumbag.
He really got stuck into that five.
Yeah, he did. He enjoyed it. The Sam Maguire hanging off each of the five lamps line is it's basically a fair view in and of itself. I mean, he's pretty much written a fair view. All he needs is the music.
Can we play out with some fair view music, Simon? Yeah, thanks very much. All that and more on the World Service this week, and we still have Friday to come. And if you do sign up, you will have full access to the back catalogue. Not bad value for a fiver a month, is it? Check it out on secondcaptains.com. Thanks, Murph.
Thanks, Owen.
Thanks, everyone. Dub or not.
Service. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.